English Park 中国，
改变生活。
大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, my name is John. You're listening to English Pod.
那今天呢我们要出去吃饭，但是上海有很多的餐厅，到底要去吃什么菜系呢？
Right, so where to eat, that is the question. And today some people have some recommendations.
哦，就是有一些推荐 recommendations.
嗯哼。
我们会听到 Italian food, 很好吃的意大利菜，然后还会听到其他的一些饭店和菜式。
Alright, so get ready, here comes the dialogue.
Do you two have any plans for the evening?
We were thinking of checking out a restaurant in the neighborhood. Do you have any suggestions?
I know this really nice Italian place. The food is fantastic and the decor is beautiful. I'd recommend giving it a try.
Actually, I'm not all that crazy about Italian food. I'm in the mood for something a bit lighter.
In that case, I know a great little bistro. They make a really tasty seafood platter. The fish is outstanding.
It sounds fantastic, but I'm allergic to seafood, so...
Okay, well, let me think. I know this great little place. It's just a hole in the wall, but they do the most amazing sandwiches. You've got to give them a try.
Ella, you took me there last time I visited, and I got food poisoning, remember?
哇，对话最后他们说到有一个饭店上次去吃，然后 food poisoning 食物中毒了。
嗯，
那这个英文里面我觉得你们是很婉转的，你们就说 food poisoning、嗯、中文里面我们会很形象的
说什么
什么我拉肚子啊，上吐下泻、
啊、
这个我们讲完对话结尾的时候再跟大家分享吧。
OK，
嗯，好，那对话一开始呢就是有一个女生她问到她两个朋友，你们今晚有什么计划。
Yeah, so look at the way that she asked, do you two have any plans for the evening?
John 刚刚好像很突出 plans.
Plans.
这个 S.
Yes, so it's not any plan, it's any plans.
所以 any 的后面我们要用 S 复数形式吗？
Yeah, it sounds much more natural.
嗯，如果你说 do you have any plan, 然后美国人就会感觉好像你穿了衣服没有穿裤子，就是 half naked, 很不完整的感觉。
Yeah, it just doesn't sound natural.
哦，好， any plans, any plans.
嗯，
好，那他们有什么 plan 呢？
So we were thinking of checking out a restaurant in the neighborhood.
哦，他们说 we were thinking of, 就是我们打算。
Yeah, 我们在考虑。
在考虑。
嗯。
然后这个 thinking of 的后面要跟一个 ing 的动词。
对，这个动词就是 check out, 所以变成 checking out。
嗯。他们想要 checking out a restaurant in the neighborhood。所以这里 check out 的意思就是我们想去找个饭店吃吃，去试一试，对吧？
嗯，
就有那种尝试性的感觉。
Yeah, check out really can just mean look at.
Oh.
You know, like check this out.
嗯。
Check it out. It means look at that, right?
啊，比如我新买了一个手机 ，check it out.
Yeah, check out my new iPhone.
嗯，好，那这里是一个饭店，我们也可以这样用。
Yeah, so if you check out a restaurant, it means go to the restaurant and try it.
嗯，但他也有问那个女生说你有没有 suggestions? 大家注意哦，这个 do you have any suggestions? 也是有 S 的。
Right, any suggestions?
嗯，好，那他推荐了一个意大利饭店。
Yeah, I know this really nice Italian place. The food is fantastic and the decor is beautiful.
好，他说这个食物很好吃，叫 fantastic。
Mm-hmm, fantastic just means really good.
嗯，然后他说什么很 beautiful?
The decor or decor, we say both.
嗯，那 decor 就是里面的装潢装修。
嗯，
啊，那这个词我们可不可以中国人家里你都买一个毛坯房，然后你把它装修得很漂亮，可不可以说我家的 decor 很漂亮？
You could say that, but it's more often used for public places like restaurants.
嗯，而且是比较高级的餐厅吧。如果里面就是很平常，你就不会去 talk about decor.
Right. Especially like, you know, a little bar, you don't talk about the decor.
因为没有 decor 可言，是吧？
对。
好，那他说我很推荐你们去试一下。这句话他怎么说的？
I'd recommend giving it a try. So I'd recommend means I would recommend.
然后后面是 giving it a try.
Yeah, so recommend doing something.
对。
So I recommend giving it a try.
这是很好的说试一试的一个短语。
Yeah, give it a try.
那基本上你推荐别人、鼓励别人去试、尝试一件事的时候都可以说 give it a try 吗?
Right, give it a try. You could say try it. But give it a try is also
好像更加有那种鼓励的感觉，有没有？
Yeah, give it a try.
比如这个餐厅很好吃 give it a try, 或者一号英语学英语不错 give it a try.
要大方一点，要 give it a try.
Give it a try. 但是这个你如果叫人家试一件衣服就不能说 give it a try. 这个就是比较抽象的试着做一件事。
Yeah, doing something, give it a try.
好但是好像不太想要试意大利菜对不对
Yeah, he says, actually, I'm not all that crazy about Italian food.
这里 not all that crazy about.
Yeah, not very crazy about, not so crazy about.
所以这里的 crazy about something 就是很喜欢一个东西。
Right, but we don't often say...I'm crazy about this, I'm crazy about that. We say, I'm not crazy about it.
所以这个词短语是经常作为 negative 的否定的用的。
我不太喜欢 I'm not so crazy about it.
好。那他说我想吃一些清淡的东西。
He says, I'm in the mood for something a bit lighter.
哇这句话让我想到了一个电影。In the mood for love.
Oh, yeah.
花样年华。
I'm in the mood for something.
所以除了 for love 以外你可以就是比如 I'm in the mood for something.
Yeah, usually it's food. I'm in the mood for...
Italian.
Pizza. I'm in the mood for Chinese food, whatever.
他这里是说 I'm in the mood for something a bit lighter. 他也没有说我想要吃什么，反正就是 lighter 清淡一点的食物。
对对。But we can also ask, what are you in the mood for?
对，可以把它变成一个问句。
So if you ask a Chinese person, what are you in the mood for? They always say Chinese food, right?
因为中国菜很博大精深，有很多不一样的菜系嘛，对吧
？It's all Chinese food.
才不是呢好好好那他的这个朋友好像是一个点评网他有很多的 suggestions 他接下来又说 I know a great little bistro
Yeah, bistro So this word comes from French And a bistro is a small European style restaurant or cafe
对这个词听起来就是很欧洲然后很优雅的感觉是一个小破酒馆一般就是有点小的小吃然后别人可以去喝喝酒聊聊天的地方
Yeah, and if you call it a bistro then probably the decor is pretty nice
就是很有风情很 European 的感觉对不对
Yeah, Shanghai has a few places like this
对 bistros 好那他说这个 bistro 呢做了一个很 tasty 的 seafood platter 一种海鲜拼盆那他这里怎么形容好吃
Yeah, really tasty
Tasty.
Yeah, so it's not delicious, it's tasty. Yeah?
Delicious 其实在英文里用的不多对不对
不是特别多。
但好像我们中国朋友就很习惯什么东西都is it delicious? It's very delicious.
Yeah, we never ask, is it delicious?
你们会问
Is it good?
Okay.好那 tasty 就是很好吃的意思然后他说特别那个鱼 outstanding 就是非常非常非常好吃
yeah, 很出色 right
特别特别好吃
outstanding but the girl says it sounds fantastic but I'm allergic to seafood so
他对 seafood allergic 那就是过敏
yeah, 对什么过敏就是Be allergic to something.
比如有的人对花生特别北美人很多 allergic to peanuts.
Right.
或者有些人对猫过敏 allergic to cats.
Or allergic to milk or allergic to wheat.
对对对，各种各样的。
That's the worst.
好，那没关系，这个点评网女生她还有一个建议，是一个很小的地方。
Yeah, so she knows a great little place. It's just a hole in the wall.
墙上有一个洞吗 A hole in the wall
Yeah, so hole in the wall means a very small place, not very nice.
就是很小很破的一个地方。
对。
嗯，那诶比如有很多兰州拉面小小破破但很好吃。
对，这些都是中国，就是有中国特色的 hole in the wall.
Hole in the wall.
对。
好，你可以带你的外国朋友。Let's go to this hole in the wall. They do the most amazing 兰州 noodles.
Yeah, hole in the wall, 东北菜, you know.
对。
Hole in the wall, all these places.
嗯。好，可是这个 a hole in the wall, 它做出来的菜好像不太卫生。
Yeah, so if you're not lucky, you can get food poisoning.
对，食物中毒。So I got food poisoning.
Yeah, I don't want to get food poisoning again.
嗯，好，那我们再听一遍对话，之后我们来讲一讲这个中西方对于拉肚子这件事情的文化差异。
好。
Do you two have any plans for the evening? We were thinking of checking out a restaurant in the neighborhood. Do you have any suggestions?
I know this really nice Italian place. The food is fantastic and the decor is beautiful. I'd recommend giving it a try.
Actually, I'm not all that crazy about Italian food. I'm in the mood for something a bit lighter.
In that case, I know a great little bistro. They make a really tasty seafood platter. The fish is outstanding.
It sounds fantastic, but I'm allergic to seafood, so...
Okay, well, let me think. I know this great little place. It's just a hole in the wall, but they do the most amazing sandwiches. You could give them a try.
Ella, you took me there last time I visited, and I got food poisoning, remember?
Okay, John, 这个 food poisoning, 食物中毒，所以说的直接一点就是上吐下泻，
对，比较厉害的那种。
但是西方人真的是很，就是觉得很挂不住，很不好意思说我什么拉肚子或者我上吐下泻，所以你们就会说 I got food poisoning.
Yeah, if it's very serious, we say I got food poisoning. If it's not so serious, maybe just, you know, 拉肚子 we say I have stomach trouble.
Stomach trouble, 就是说肚子有点不舒服，就不会像我们那么直接的说出来，我拉肚子了。
Yeah.
I had a diarrhea, 不会那样讲，是吧？
Right.
嗯，好，那我们今天的对话就到这儿，希望你可以去一个，就算去 a hole in the wall, 也是卫生的地方。
Yeah, so a lot of hole in the wall places are actually really good.
对啊，很有特色。好，那我们下次再见。
Okay, bye.